All right, so today I'm joined by Sheila Norris from the CIF Reconciliation Society here in Calgary. So Sheila, welcome to the station.
Thank you.
So Sheila, you know, it's the month of September, and a lot of people, is like, it's back to school. Harvest is coming up for a lot of people. But in the Indigenous community, this is a bit of a somber month, because at the end of the month, it is Orange Shirt Day as well as Day of National Reconciliation. And, you know, the CIF Reconciliation Society has a lot of events happening this month. So what are some of the things that are happening?
Well, this year, it's our fifth year for our commemorative walk and gathering event. So this year we decided that the entire month of September, we wanted to honor the children. So we are doing an art exhibit with 14 different Indigenous artists. Some of them are coming back to do workshops in their art form. And then we have a community art project with Dale Swampy, and we are creating a star blanket that is going to start conversation and commemorative of healing and moving forward. And then, of course, we have our Pukakes walk on the 30th. We're walking from City Hall, where the memorial is for the children, and then we're walking down to Shaw Millennium Park.
Now, one of the things I've been noticing, especially with this walk, and I've been seeing it a lot, because a lot of people are like, okay, this is Orange Shirt Day. We are remembering those who have survived or never came home from residential school. But one thing I've noticed as well is also honoring those that who have been affected by the 60s scoop. Mm-hmm. What was some of the decision behind that?
One of our organizers, Flora Johnson, she is a 60s scoop survivor, and her family, her siblings are residential school survivors. So we wanted to make sure that we include all of those people that are affected by the history and going forward in reconciliation, so that we can honor them, but also heal. So one of her things was, eventually we have to move forward. And how do we move forward? And so with her being involved, she was like, how can we do this? So our big thing is healing. Like, everyone is on their own journey, and if everyone is at their own point of healing, some people may be angry, some people may be, okay, where do we go from here? So that's where our focus is moving forward for the generations to come.
I just want to touch a little bit on that word, because we talk a lot about reconciliation, mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, this is how ways about it. But then now there's this new word coming up, which is reconciliation. Can you describe to me a little bit more about what it means to be part of reconciliation, but as well take reconciliation?
CIFRS, our vision is Let's Get Real. And the acronym stands for Reconciliation, Empowerment, Acknowledgement, and Leadership through Arts and Culture. That's what our vision is. So what we want is the conversations to happen, for people to be involved in knowing the true history, knowing that Indigenous culture is alive, and how do they become part of that? Going to events, talking with Indigenous people, having Indigenous people speak, not speaking for them, going to different events like Pukakes, powwows. There's many different organizations. Support those organizations and support Indigenous knowledge and ways of knowing within your company, within your life, within your community.
There's a lot of different events that are happening for Honoring the Children workshops, including there are two nights on September 9th and as well September 14th, where you're meeting different artists who are having different exhibits. What was some of the criteria of having some of these artists come in to talk for some of these workshops?
So Sparrow Art Space is where our exhibit is being hosted. One of our board members owns that space. And because it's a smaller space, we had to break up our reception. So we couldn't have all of our artists there at one time. So we allowed them to choose what day they're going to come. And that's just to get anybody that wants to come in and actually meet the artists and get what their visions of what their art is displaying. An example, Autumn Whiteway, her exhibit, as she was installing it, made me cry. I had to walk away because it's very powerful and it's very controversial, but it's very powerful and it starts quite a conversation. I would love people to come and see all the artwork. So Sparrow's open from Thursday till Saturday, and it's open from 11 till 6. So anybody can come in and see the art during that time. We do have a pop-up store in there as well, that is Diana Frost's social enterprise. She has her items in there for sale so that if people are looking for where to get an orange shirt, come and see us.
So, you know, that's important because at the end of the month, you have the Po' Cakes Walk, which is going to be starting at 11 o'clock at City Hall. And they're going to be drumming. There's going to be elders as well. You're going to have different artists, including like Ashley Ghostkeeper and Kurt Young. This is one of the larger events that are going to be happening here in Calgary. So how has the reception and how is the organization going for that?
We started the walks in 2019, and it was about 150 people the first walk. Last year, we walked with USAY as a partnership on Princess Island, and it was about 6,000 people walking. So I'm expecting anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000, maybe even more people walking down Stephen Avenue with us. Because it's a gathering and it's a commemorative walk for the children, we'll have elders in a tent storytelling. We're going to have performers, as you mentioned, dancers. We're going to have artisans. And then we have various community organizations as well there to show what we have to offer as an Indigenous community.
This is the month to really start thinking about and reflecting on how we can continue with reconciliation and take reconciliation action. These events are, as always, a lot of these events are open to everybody. You don't have to be Indigenous to come to these events.
No, absolutely not. So I live in the belief of the medicine wheel. So the medicine wheel really represents everyone. It represents white, yellow, red, and black. That's all people of the earth. We often say as Indigenous people, all our relations. Well, that doesn't mean my family. That means everything in the earth, the sky represents. So we want people to come to these events, even if it isn't our event and they want to go to a smaller one. Please go out and be with the Indigenous community. This is a hard month. This is a hard time. More and more children are being found in different locations and hurts our hearts. It hurts our souls. Commemorative, be supportive and go and be with any group that you can be with. It's for everyone.
In the season of reconciliation and taking on that reconciliation, especially here in the city of Calgary, is the Star Blanket. How can people start that process, especially if they come to the Star Blanket?
Every Friday and Saturday, we have drop-in with Dale Swampy. He is a Star Blanket artist. And what we're asking for this piece of artwork to do is to heal, to bring us into the history that we're living right now and into a new place of thinking. What the idea is we're building the star of the blanket in the medicine wheel colors, which represents everyone and represents healing, which is what a star blanket does. And what we want is people to come and put their piece into this blanket. So if you have a person that you want to honor, like your cookum or your mushum or your aunties or your uncles, and you want to put their name onto this blanket, take a swatch of material and put their name onto it. Or if you, as a non-Indigenous person, have some feeling that you need to put out to be part of the reconciliation, like you want to say you're sorry, come and put I'm sorry onto it. There's no dynamic of what we want it to look like or what parts you want to put on, but we want it to come together in a healing, good way. We're going to be bringing it to Po' Cakes, the gathering, so that people that are there can also take their material before putting it together. And it will be displayed next year in an exhibit with Art Commons from May till September. And it will have the story of how it became. It's going to be a healing thing. It's a vision that Dale is helping make it come to reality. Dale has became part of our board because of this. He believes in our cause. He believes in what we're trying to do. And this blanket going to, I don't know, start conversation, start something beautiful. It's going to have handprints and butterflies, as butterflies represent a growth and turning into something beautiful. I believe we're living history right now as Indigenous people. Our voices are being heard, our stories are being told, and this is going to change for our next generations to come.
These are going to bring up a lot of different emotions, because for those that may be kind of hesitant about going, what kind of supports are going to be available for people that attend these events, especially if they coming overwhelmed with emotion or being triggered by past memories or experiences?
So we do host a healing circle after the event with our elder Marilyn Shingoose. We invite anyone to come to our healing circle afterwards so that the traumas can be triggered, tons of hard emotions can be triggered. I get emotional just talking about it. And so we do support with Elders Help.
Thank you so much, Sheila, for coming in today. And as well, we are looking forward to seeing how Calgary Mokinsis will be taking on Reconciliation and Reconciliation over the coming month. So thank you. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.